Each of us lives by a story, perhaps one which has been chosen for us or one we have chosen for ourselves. It may not be very coherent or conscious and may only emerge when we try to find ways to bring up our children or run a business or lead a community. When we hear ourselves saying, "Mum used to," or "My boss once said," or "My wise friend taught me." The story is what shapes who we are and how we live. Christians are people whose story is formed by the Bible and who have learnt who they are and how they should live by reading and learning from the stories of Scripture, from those wealth of writings which were forged through years of reflection on people's experience of God's work in the world. The Bible did not spring fully formed into existence. Instead, these writings were assembled by the people of Israel over many centuries. What we now call the Old Testament is made up of three main collections. The Torah, the first five books of the Bible, which as well as law contain many important stories about the origins of Israel. The Prophets, which contain books which we might call historical, like 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings, as well as the prophecies of people like Isaiah. And the Writings, which contains a wide variety of different kinds of books, from the Psalms to the Book of Esther. Each of these collections was gathered together slowly, with the Torah probably reaching its final form first and the Writings last. Even at the time of Jesus, the details of what should be included in the tradition were still disputed. Jesus talked regularly about the Law and the Prophets, the first two collections of books, but less often about the Writings or the books it contained. A similarly dynamic process created the New Testament. Like the Old Testament, it was gathered together slowly over time as the earliest Christian communities discerned together which of the earliest writings were sacred. Contrary to some popular opinion, the decision to include some texts and not others was not arbitrary and imposed by a few people, but emerged through general agreement between different communities of Christians. Like a work of art, the Hebrew and Christian scriptures were worked and reworked until their form and content was recognized to be complete and authoritative.